AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department says Steve Bannon should spend a half year behind bars. AP's Norman Hall has this.
The Justice Department says former Trump advisor Steve Bannon should serve 6 months behind bars for defying a congressional subpoena. I'm Norman Hall. In court documents that it submitted, the Justice Department says Steve Bannon should spend 6 months jailed and pay a $200,000 fine for defying a subpoena issued by the House Committee investigating the January 6 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Among the justifications listed for the hefty sentence is what the Justice Department calls a bad faith strategy of defiance and contempt and undermining the effort to get to the bottom of the violent attack. Bannon's lawyers, meanwhile, deny he was acting in bad faith. They're asking for probation, even though his two contempt convictions each comes with a mandatory minimum sentence of 1 month behind bars. Norman Hall, Washington.
The advisor to former President Donald Trump is to be sentenced Friday. The process to apply for student debt relief started late Friday with online beta applications.
This is a game changer for millions of Americans. We get moving.
President Biden says it's been opened up for the millions who likely qualify.
Studentaid.gov. You'll be able to fill out your name, Social Security number, date of birth, and contact information. No forms to upload. No special login to remember.
It makes 43 million Americans eligible for at least some student debt forgiveness. Police in Oklahoma looking for a man who owns a scrapyard near the town of Okmulgee after they found the bodies of four missing bicyclists from that town. All four had been shot and dismembered. They were found late last week in a river. Investigators interviewed a man Friday who owns a scrapyard in the area. He's since been reported missing and may be suicidal. Broad rally on Wall Street, S&P adding 2.6%, the Dow up 1.9%. This is AP News. Early voting began today ahead of this evening's debate between Republican Governor Brian Kemp and Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams. Kemp defended his push to tighten voting restrictions.
Just this past May in our primaries, we again had record turnout in the Republican primary and the Democratic primary. In Georgia, it's easy to vote and hard to cheat.
Abram called for more universal voting rights in the state.
As governor, I intend to stand up for the right to vote. I will always acknowledge the outcome of elections, but I will never deny access to every voter.
Kemp adds that he won't seek to further restrict abortions beyond the six-week so-called heartbeat law that went into effect after the Supreme Court overruled Roe versus Wade last summer. The two disagreed on gun laws, Kemp noting that 600,000 people were added to Medicaid rolls, while Abrams says those 600,000 were added because of the COVID pandemic emergency and will soon be kicked off those state rolls. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.